messed up. I guess I couldn't go on that.
Mark's fault.
Alright.
It's important to place your laptop exactly on the marked spot over here.
Okay. Joost, your mouse?
What?
No mouse needed?
I've got a touchpad. Do you know how I can wake it up?
The touchpad?
No, my laptop.
Slap it?
You with your brilliant ideas. I don't know if I can touch the power button. Do you know how I can wake it up?
No. Yeah, try the power button.
Come on, move it.
I've lost my screen.
Yeah, so did I. I closed it. That wasn't very smart, I guess. Come on. Get back to me. Yes.
I closed it.
Yeah.
You've got your name.
Yeah. My name is name.
You restarted it?
No, I didn't restart it.
No.
I just closed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and now you open it and nothing happened?
Yes.
Just restart and I hope it's
working. Hope it's working.
I hope it will work.
Alright.
Did you restart it?
No.
I think this will work.
Now close your laptop.
Yeah,
yeah, everybody ready?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the kickoff meeting. I forgot to put my name over here. It's Martin. So you all know. What is the agenda for today? Well, the opening is what I'm doing right now. We're gonna do some acquaintance things. Give some examples of the tool training, project planning, discussion, and closing. We have 25 minutes. Okay, the project aim is to design a new remote control.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the objectives are that it has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So
okay.
Now we all know what the goal is. But I forget the whole acquaintance part. But we all know each other. We all know each other's names. Joost,
yes.
What's your name?
Antek. Antek.
Okay. I think we already been to that part.
Yeah.
Okay, it consists of three levels of design. We begin with the functional design, then we go to the conceptual design and the detailed design. Every level of design consists of some individual work, and we close it with a meeting. You all received an email with an example of an explanation of what a particular level of design means to the different functions. You probably read that already.
Yes.
So I don't have to. Sorry about that. Okay, first we're gonna try some different things with the tools we have over here. So you get acquainted with these meeting tools. We have a smart board, those two boards. This is the presentation board, which one I'm using right now. You can there's a document folder called shared document folder. You can upload your documents to that folder, and then you can open them over here so you can do your PowerPoint presentations on this screen. We also have the whiteboard.
Can we see the whiteboard on our laptop?
No, I saw
the file, the smart board.
Oh, well, probably it's, but I don't know if the software is on the laptop, but it's mainly a thing for a meeting, so I don't know if it's important. This is an explanation of the smart board. There's a toolbar over here. It's quite simple. You have the pen function, eraser function. It's like a very simple paint application. We use the same file during the whole day, and you can make new sheets by pressing on the blank button. It works like this. Oh. And the pen is selected, yes. Oh, no, no.
We have the pen.
No. But it is pen. It's not working like a pen yet.
A little bit
so
slower.
You can use a pen, you can use an eraser, and you can make new new blanks, and you can change the line width and the color of the pen by pressing on forward. This is select format and select current color or line width. So it's quite easy. Well, now you're all acquainted with the different tools. Right, we're going to try out the electronic whiteboard. Every participant should draw its favorite animal and some of its favorite characteristics on blank sheets with different colors with different pen widths. Well, I'll start off then. I'll use this same sheet.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay.
Use some different order.
Yellow.
Well, this is just useless drawings of teeth. Well, they are not supposed to be green or what color it is. Okay. Some of its favorite characteristics. Well, I like its razor sharp teeth, plus the big forehead and the small actual face. And I like its overall aggressive look. And that's what I like about the piranha.
Mm.
I think that's kind of what the invention should be. Well, who wants to be next?
Nobody, I guess.
Make a new sheet. Just by pressing on
blank.
Blank? Yeah.
Okay. Then pen again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so in the format menu you can choose the different colors and the pen widths.
Format.
I don't know what my favorite animal is, but the easiest animal I can think of is a bird.
You know. No, I thought of that actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a little bit light. Another color, maybe? A red one. A small one. There's another one.
Well, tell us something about your favorite characteristics of these particular birds.
It's simplicity.
yeah, it's the most simple animal I know. I don't know, maybe because they're such free and maybe in the sky or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit there, I don't know.
Okay.
Do
you
want to take more of
yours? No. We get your point.
Okay.
Who wants to be next?
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. I'll go next. Thanks. I haven't got a favorite animal too, so...
Pictionary.
What should I draw?
A cow.
Thank you, I'll draw a penguin. I'll draw a penguin, whatever. I can draw, so you can start to laugh or whatever, something like that. Better than your bird.
Yeah.
Everything's better than your bird.
True.
What animal? Hey, it's blue. Yeah. Whatever. I like its ugliness. And yeah. Whatever. The way it walks or whatever.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay.
Drawing.
I'm going to draw a cat. I don't know why, but cat is a very smart animal. And you can have them at home, which is not the case with penguins. And
well, you can have a piranha at home.
Yes.
Or a lion. I mean a bird.
Don't mess with my bird.
It's not very...
It's almost clear right now.
I don't think Darwin would agree with that.
It's nice cat. He's crying, but
he's crying because of his ugliness. What do you like about it then?
Most cats are small.
Oh.
You can handle them.
Okay. Okay. Okay, then we are through the tool training, I guess.
I wouldn't call it training.
Okay, this is something about the project finance. The selling price of our remote control is going to be 25 euros. And our profit aim is 15 million euros. We're very ambitious on this one. The market range is international, so it's going to be sold worldwide. And the production cost should be a maximum of €12.50 per remote control. So that's clear. Yeah?
Okay.
Alright. Okay, we're now going to discuss some stuff. We're going to brainstorm about what kind of remote control is going to be. Tell me about your experiences with the remote controls. Do you have good experiences with remote controls? Or do they annoy you sometimes? Are they difficult to understand? Or maybe they don't interact with different kind of equipment very well?
I don't think the four of us got problems with remote controls, but if you see elderly people, all these buttons, and then they buy a new
different.
TV because their previous one was stolen or whatever.
Okay.
And then a totally different remote control with different functions on different places, and half of the functions are removed or whatever. So I think what we need is a clear remote control with grouped buttons, you know, all the buttons which apply to the text functions in one
different functions.
Well, one area or whatever, not like the button to enter text on top of the remote control and the button to to minimize it to this or whatever other functions totally somewhere else. I think we should group them. Same for the volume buttons and.
Is it going to be a remote control that's what it can be used for different kind of equipment, like your TV and your.
Well, I was thinking since a TV is mostly used together with a VCR or DVD player or
mm-hmm.
recorder, and not with a stereo,
mm-hmm.
I think it should be good to include functions for VCRs and DVD players.
But DVD players and home cinema sets often double as stereo hi-fi sets, probably.
I don't know, hi-fi set is not often used, as I know of, in combination with television.
But we're gonna...
It's only for television, I thought.
Yes.
Well, it is only for
television. I thought it was only for television. So
yes, it is only for television.
So we probably don't have to have functions for DVD players.
Well, we're
going to
brainstorm about that. If we think it's useful, we do it.
But where did you find that?
In the email.
Oh, okay.
That's right, it said television
it said
remote control. But
yeah, television
I was thinking
control.
Since it
yeah,
is used with DVD.
Most television remote controls support other functions as well.
Yes,
so
that's
we have to think about that. Okay,
yeah.
But we've got to put some. So user friendliness is a priority.
No one's gonna buy it.
Okay,
yeah.
I guess.
Only the experts.
Well, this maybe is some aspect of the, or some point at which we can excel by making it very useful. Then you're the usability man, so that's gonna be a very important task for you then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, other ideas, how can we make it trendy or something, by just shaping
a
little bit?
To go with fashion.
Maybe a can opener underneath it.
Or
there. Or something special, like an MP3 player inside
of
it. Well, then the production cost is going to be too high.
Probably. Yeah, way too high.
I think we have to keep it simple to get a whole market. It's international,
then
so
maybe with different
we have
type
to use
of fronts or, well, it has to be something.
Well, that's an idea, of course, yes.
Spectacular, which makes it. We can skip back to the goals, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Original, trendy, and user-friendly. Well, we also already talked about user-friendliness.
Mm.
No, well, something trendy and original, well, that goes hand in hand, I guess.
Yeah.
When something is original, tends to be trendy, probably. We should make a combination of that. Okay, so the technical part of the process is something you're going to look after for? So you have to think about what kind of equipment you want to you want to manage with it. Well, that's an important part for you then,
mm-hmm.
with regards to the user-friendly
mm-hmm.
part of it. Well, you should look out for what makes it trendy. Well, you know, like some special future or some, you know, that it gets some gadgetness or something.
Yes, what the market wishes.
Okay. Well, closing. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. Individual acting. So the industrial designer will, or the working design, of course, the user interface designer. Is it the user? Technical functions design. And the management expert, the marketing expert, the user applying a special. Well, this one was already clear to us. Specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach. I don't know how much time we have left. Oh, not many, I guess. We started at 12.
We just got a message.
Oh, and what does it say?
And it said,
oh, I don't.
5 minutes, so we got 4.5.
Okay, well.
I didn't get a message.
No. He's the.
Oh,
whatever.
The
team leader.
Oh,
team leader.
Ahead of schedule, then.
He is the whatever.
We close it. I'm gonna make some minutes, or take some minutes. And
yes.
It's clear you can put the stuff in the project documents, presentations, you know.
Project documents is shown on the whiteboard.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're all familiar with Microsoft PowerPoint.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
All right.
We're gonna write some stuff down and then we're ready.
Okay.
Well, we can leave already, I guess. To go to should we, or is it important that we leave at exact the...
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think
yes?
So.
Yes.
Great.
Yep. We'll see each other in 30 minutes.
Yep. Good luck.
Good luck.
I'll need it.